Okay, we'll begin with Mr. Thornton.
Thank you very much. My name is Dan Thornton, and I work with Thornton Construction out of the Milford area. I think most of you probably heard what I said earlier, and I was happy to hear that most of you, I believe, have considered the rulemaking process in this. So I was happy to hear that. So you took the wind out of my sails on that one. The only other comment that I wanted to make, you know, being involved with a lot of developments and working with municipalities and local ordinances, one of my fears of creating this vague environmental rule is that there are not a set of standards, which was clearly said today. And my fear is that you would, not you specifically, but people, we would set the precedent that we're going to start making rules for people's feelings instead of a set, you know, amount of standards. So I tried to personalize that to some of my experiences. And one thing that jumps out at me is I was developing a campground down in Orrington, and the neighbor just did not want me, and he happened to be on the planning board. So he made a number of concerns, actually a lot of them being, well, we don't know if you're going to bring in a bunch of people from Massachusetts down here. And, you know, I kind of assimilated that with out-of-state waste at that time. So, and you know, he made the reference that you could have 1,000 people down here, and what kind of foot traffic are you going to do, you know, do to the river? And if that, if his opinions and kind of the unknowns of the repercussions of my actions or of the footprint of the campground were to be validated and they had told me no, you know, now the town themselves on a piece of property that borders me is applying for putting in a public boat landing. So had they told me no as a campground operator, developer, I would be looking at a lawsuit right now if they approve this boat landing. So I just, that, you know, to bring it into my life, that's how I feel that setting the precedent of really an opinion-based standard is just so threatening to any future development. And as far as being a rulemaker in your guys' chair, I can't imagine the responsibility that would be placed on you and the liability of trying to make a decision with no standards. So, you know, I just don't feel that this is the right pathway forward. I don't think you're going to find anybody in the state of Maine that 100% supports importing waste, you know, including the Casella. But I think we need to work with them to make sure that they have the tools. Because at the end of the day, I think we all need to remember that they are a business, but they're managing our waste. So they are solving a problem and taking tools out of their toolbox to do that. Well, I think will have very negative impacts on the state of Maine as well. So while I would like to see people work together more to solve these problems, I don't think that this change is the pathway forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Florin. Any questions from the board for Mr. Thornton? Seeing none, we'll move on.